Members of the House Finance Committee met in Anchorage today to hear the State Department of Law's opinion regarding language in a Senate budget bill. As it stands now, the state legislature is still in special session because of an impasse between the Senate and Governor Sean Parnell over language, which in essence forces the governor to pass all or none of 105 capital projects in the bill. State Attorney General John Burns told the Finance Committee members that Section 36, the contingency clause of the bill, is, in his opinion, unconstitutional.
Section 36 seeks to link together approximately 105 separate and distinct projects, comprising an estimated $404 million in total spending, and requires the enactment of all or none of those projects without reduction. This condition is unconstitutional and unenforceable because it deprives the governor of his constitutional authority to reduce or strike individual appropriation items.
Burns told the panel that the Senate's approach to the capital projects is a first in Alaska's history. He also warned the committee members that another clause in the bill, Section 37, should be removed from it.
Section 37 exacerbates this constitutional violation by, in essence, doubling the constitutional linkage of these various energy projects. Through the inclusion of what's been called the non-severability language, the legislature attempts to achieve the same result through a different means. As drafted, Section 37 provides that if the contingency language of 36 is held to be invalid, all the appropriation items in Section 4 become invalid as well.
Finance Committee member Anna Faircloth said after the session adjourned that the focus on the validity of energy projects coming out of the debate is not the real issue.
What I'd like to hear all of Alaskans discuss is the constitutionality issue of a contingency clause with a non-severability clause that links so many projects together. So I am getting frustrated that we talk about the sound bites that each group may be trying to say to support their positions, but the real issue for most of the people that I talk to is indeed just the unconstitutional position that it seems to be making.
Representative Les Guerra says he'd like to see the governor sit down with Senate members and assure them that their projects won't be vetoed.